Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan. The House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena this week for an FBI file that a whistleblower said linked President Biden to a criminal scheme involving money for policy decisions during his vice presidency under Obama. The White House denies the claim. Representative James Comer on Fox News says they're following the money,
including the Chinese Communist Party and many other countries that go into various LLCs and then they transfer them around in a type of money laundering scheme, and then transfer the money back to different Biden family members.
New York and California officials are investigating the National Football League over allegations of workplace discrimination and a hostile work environment at league offices. New York Attorney General Letitia James and California Attorney General Rob Bonta are investigating potential violations of federal and state pay equity laws and anti-discrimination laws. President Biden is expected to recommend Air Force General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as Army General Mark Milley's four-year term is coming to an end. Though Brown is expected to become the 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, it should be noted Biden also interviewed General David Berger, the 38th Commandant of the Marine Corps. Facing monumental odds, the Mexican army defeated the French in the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. Thus, we all celebrate Cinco de Mayo. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Two senators are sponsoring a bill to extend Title 42 before it expires next Thursday.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that the Biden administration is still in favor of the move to deploy 1,500 active troops to the southern border to handle administrative tasks.
The president has used the tools that he has in front of him to prepare ahead of Title 42 lifting.
The bill authored by Arizona Independent Kirsten Sinema and North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis is aimed at holding off an expected surge at the southern border when Title 42 expires on Thursday, May 11th. The bill would give Biden authority to expel asylum seekers without being tied to public health. I'm Skip Kelly.
The British monarchy is announcing tomorrow's coronation of King Charles III will celebrate the United Kingdom's religious past, present, and future by pairing ancient rituals with newly designed nods to the country's growing diversity. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will now probably attend his civil trial in New York City.
Writer E. Jean Carroll is suing Trump for sexual battery along with defamation after he denied her claims that he raped her in the 1990s. Speaking outside of a golf course in Ireland, Trump said, quote, I have to go back for a woman that made a false accusation about me, end quote. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team said he would not testify in the trial. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Cinco de Mayo and a Friday could be a pretty good day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, as always. Just want to remind you, you can check us out, show our archives, these great guests that we present to you, to help you own your own knowledge, okay? Hopefully, the things we share with you, with these experts, motivate you to, you know, do a deeper dive. We already realize here in this country we can no longer rely on the traditional media resources because they have abandoned the critical aspect of journalism and reporting. And that is that you tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but. I mean, it's okay to have an opinion. That's fine. But note it as an opinion. But unfortunately, where the culture is right now, we've abandoned the tenets of professional journalism for the sake of ideology and opinions. And unfortunately, that really doesn't help us. And especially when you have a cancel culture that doesn't allow the other side to be represented in the conversation. Well, we've got Dr. Tim Murphy is going to join us in just a few moments. He is a former congressman. And talking about the coping mechanisms for pandemic stress, anxiety, COVID-19, and all that we were subjected to. In a sense, you know, when you think about the impact that it had on us psychologically and in so many other areas of our lives, it's almost like we're a nation suffering from PTSD. Dr. Murphy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. Great to be with you. What an honor. Thank you.
Well, the honor is ours. We appreciate you bringing your research and intellect to the conversation because, you know, people are still wondering what the heck happened. And I think that, you know, we're damaged. I mean, beyond the statistical numbers that say that over a million people here in this country died and maybe 7 million worldwide. The impact that this this pandemic had on people psychologically, I think, has been undermeasured.
It has been. When you look at the things involved with this, one of the greatest impacts was not the medical illness, but the psychological problems that came from this. We saw a doubling of rates of depression and anxiety and a huge increase in suicide and a big increase in drug overdose death as the lockdown went on. Mm-hmm. We are social beings by nature, and to have that isolation imposed, particularly among young adults and teenagers, really was psychologically devastating for many of them. Thank goodness they had phones and social media at least to connect, but that was a serious problem. In fact, when kids returned to school, we saw another uptick in things because they went back to school interacting mm-hmm. again, and the struggles went on. But it speaks to the idea that whenever something like this is imposed upon a society, this kind of pressure on people, we have to recognize that the fearful media presentations of this, of showing, remember the morgues and the empty streets and Times Squares and every city around the nation, and telling people how devastating this was. And look, it was, and we needed to be concerned about that. However, the number of people who actually were hospitalized with COVID was a very small percent. The number of people who ended up with death was a small percent. And we will look upon this now as maybe some of the ways to approach these sorts of pandemics shouldn't include such things as shutting down all the social institutions, shutting churches, telling people they have to stay hunkered down in their house and couldn't go anywhere. But that being the case, we still have the psychological sequelae of this. And my book is out there to help people recover from not just this kind of a very difficult event we have occurred in our lifetime, but the traumas they have. About 70% of people will undergo some life-threatening trauma in their life, where they, and then about 20% of those will have long-term symptoms of that. And that's what my book is out here to try and help people heal from.
Is it fair, Dr. Murphy? I said that this is likened to PTSD. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, here's a couple
possibly
of PTSD. Yeah.
Okay.
Post-traumatic stress disorder has symptoms such as insomnia, hypervigilance as you go through your day, avoiding situations, social relationships that are struggling, anxiety and depression. Those are some of the symptoms of PTSD. Now, there can also be post-traumatic stress, and that is after a stressful event. The effects of that linger on for a while. But at the point they get to where it's really impacting and devastating our life, that's more PTSD. And that's about 10% of those who face a traumatic event, a little bit higher, like 20% among our soldiers and police officers and paramedics who have really been through an extended period. But here's the other part of this, too, is that you can have a single event which can lead to these sort of physical symptoms and changes in the brain, or you can have a chronic period of time. So some people who may live under extremely stressful positions of poverty or war or abuse, their brain undergoes some real changes. There's a part of the brain called the amygdala. Think of it like a smoke detector in your brain. It's very powerful, can overwhelm the whole system, and it sets into sequence all these hormones that surge through our body, stress hormones that get us ready to fight or flight, you know, pump the muscles up, rapid breathing, heart rate increase. But like a smoke detector, though, it's kind of dumb because it doesn't know the difference between what really happened and our memory of what has happened. And what happens with post-traumatic stress and post-traumatic stress disorder, we have this memory loop which keeps playing. Think of it like the videotape replay of a baseball game. It doesn't stop. Literally going on for people hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times in a lifetime. That gets the body constantly pumped up, constantly stressed, and can change everything from the way the brain operates, feeling like they're in a fog, memory is terrible, always on edge, to actually leading to weight gains, muscle pain, joint pain. This is where things really break down and where people need to take action to change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, what the government did in order to, I guess, to assign to itself an incredible amount of power. I mean, when you put in an emergency authorization use as they exercised, I mean, that is a huge responsibility that you take upon yourself. And when I look at it in the aftermath, and even as this was going on, Dr. Murphy, I kept saying, wait a minute, we're going too far here. And, you know, and there was a lot, and not once along the way did Dr. Fauci and the scientists come in and say, okay, well, we've got new evidence. This is an adjustment. This is what we've got to do. I mean, it was almost like they were so arrogant, they didn't want to even, I mean, because had they been open and saying, look, we're trying to get through this and, you know, there's got to be a level of cooperation, but it seemed like they were amping up the fear aspect of this pandemic more in the interest of control than in the interest of the health of mankind.
Indeed, and that is where people are left not feeling they have a lot of trust for government afterwards. That the scientific approach is that there's very few laws in science. And the best that people can say is, according to my best judgment on the data I have today, this is what I think we should do. I think that's where the American public feels like they're treated more maturely we can make decisions, and there's some latitude here. But when someone comes on and says, this is the absolute way you have to do it, and then later we find out, there was an absolute, people are not trusting anymore.
Exactly. And what you put into the body politic, what you have dumped into the minds of the American people, and the price that they're not going to pay for what they did, the injury, the psychological damage they did to the people is disgusting. We've got more from Dr. Tim Murphy after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've got the former congressman and his new book, Dr. Tim Murphy's new book, The Christ Cure, as we talk about the impact of COVID-19. What happened in the last 2.5 years, and I was talking to Dr. Murphy off air, is this book, The Christ Cure, is such a blessing. Because as we continue to process what happened to us, the cancer culture is still out there alive and well, not allowing us to, talk about our experiences. You can't say that. The WHO, that doesn't go along with what the WHO has approved. So Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook is going to cancel you, as they've canceled many of us time and again. But we have to have this conversation. We've got to be able to process what the heck happened, the damage that was done by institutions that we trusted. And Dr. Murphy, I don't know how these institutions regain the trust that we gave them, going forward here.
I think it would take a while. When I was in Congress, I was chairman of an investigative subcommittee in the Committee on Energy and Commerce. You may recall some years ago when Ebola was a scare, was coming over from Africa, and they were concerned about, was it going to affect people? I had in front of me in my committee the head of the CDC, Dr. Fauci, I believe, came by too, and some others. And they said, don't worry, it can't spread, it's impossible, and every hospital in America is equipped to handle it. And then a patient in, I believe it was a hospital in Houston, ended up with Ebola, some wretched, awful disease. And some other nurses were in contact with him. It turns out some are flying around the country, making other contacts. Another nurse came in, I believe it was in Maine. And the issue is whether or not someone should be isolated or quarantined for that. Well, what we found out is when the CDC and other government officials came in and said any hospital can handle this, they had to come back to my committee and walk that back. And they said, actually, only 5 hospitals in the United States are capable of managing this. I believe it was Johns Hopkins, Emory, Nebraska, and some others. And all I wanted them to do from the onset is to say, tell us where it's vague. Tell us that you're going to continue to monitor this. Don't tell us everything is fine, then have to come back and say, well, it's not fine. That, I believe, would have been better with Ebola or national defense issues, whatever it is. Because when people feel the government is not something that's trustworthy, they don't trust. In my book, The Christ Cure, where I talk a lot about the impact of trauma in people's lives, and I track people like the Apostle Paul, other Bible characters, and as well as contemporary ones, refer to abandonment and betrayal as some of the worst types of trauma. Because people may live through a number of terrible physical instances and diseases and accidents and other things. But at least as long as they can still have some trust that where someone is there, they can move forward. Now, in my book, what I lay out is one of the great values of religion and faith as people are trying to move forward is no matter what's happened to you, those who have a stronger religion heal better, heal longer. I refer to that as the renewal stage of the 4 stages of this. And this is an institution, the institutions of religion out there are so important for people's healing. When, during Ebola, they shut down the churches, that was a heck of a tragedy. And now in a cancel culture, there still is this anti-religion boost out there. What I call this Christophobia is hitting some people too. We have to recognize we should be encouraging people to have faith, not discouraging. We should be praising them, not ridiculing them. But in the context of this, I mean, I know even my own book, the title, The Christ Cure, some people said, well, that's a triggering title for that stuff. And I said, yeah, well, no, actually, there's 200 million Americans that believe in right. Jesus, and that's okay. We need to be encouraging them, not hiding from them.
Exactly. Well, it's the way we're approaching even, let's talk about abortion, okay? You know, Christ has come into this situation, has been allowed to enter into it, and look what's happening. There's an organic response as America is starting to realize that we made a big mistake. You know, God told us that there would be a choice to be made between life and death. And when he posed that question before us, the answer came right away. You know, there's no question about it. In the choice between life and death, you choose life. Life is what you want. And this is what people are realizing here. And with the Christ Cure, people can say whatever they want to, you know, say, and I get it, you know, Christophobia, as you put it. You know, I've often said for many years, if you ever want to clear a room, just say Jesus Christ and watch the room empty out real quick. But you think, wait a minute, here we are, as crazy as the culture is right now, where we can no longer admit, in some cases, we got a Supreme Court justice, you can't even define who a woman is, and we can't accept somehow, because it's not popular, it's not the cool thing to accept that God created the man and woman anymore. We've got to go along with all these gender options. I mean, we've lost our minds. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say yes, and that's some of the bad news, that those who are out there pushing against that there is such thing as truth, there are moral codes which are not just the whim of the day. Social media deciding what's the code of today, and then we're going to change it tomorrow and change the rules back and forth. This is where people feel uncertain. The good news is the more you try and suppress religion, the more strong it grows. When you look at what happened, go back to Roman times, the attempts by the emperors to destroy, by the Caesars to destroy the church, it grew. When you look during World War II, when Hitler and Stalin and others tried to kill people off who had strong faith, it grew. Underground, but it grew. And even today, when you see things like where people are actually feeling a sense of growth, they may have to be quiet about it because they're afraid how people are going to react. But I believe what people are realizing, as one of the soldiers I worked with for a long time, who we worked with so many of the secular ideas of how to be calm and relaxed and deal with the trauma that he felt, he kept saying, I'm missing something. There's something in my life that I'm feeling is not there. Now, centuries ago, a man by the name of Blaise Pascal said we all have a God-shaped hole in our heart. And I suggested he look at that, and he's come back to think, you know, I realize that's what I'm missing, that even in my times of being most alone, when I feel I cannot forgive myself, I feel shame for the things I've lived through in life, I recognize God has forgiven me, and God is saying, you are not a broken person. You can heal again. That is what people need, and that's why my book is so important. I refer to it as a guide for the broken and those who love them. Because even if you are not directly the one who's been hit by trauma and tragedy, but you know someone who is, very often those persons don't see their own symptoms or they don't want to address their own symptoms. What we do is we use every vice possible to cover it up, of drugs and alcohol and you name it. All those things we're subjected to. The cancel culture is out there saying, oh, no, all those things are fine. That's great. You know, don't worry about your symptoms. Just go ahead and do these other things. But we know in our heart of hearts that ain't working.
That's
we're
right.
really honest and humble with ourselves. Humility is an important part of healing. Reconnecting with our faith is an important part of healing. And that's what we want to have. And that's why I hope people will read and receive my book as it's inspired by the Bible and inspired by so many people I've known who have struggled and have recovered from it all.
Yeah, it is amazing how we come back to first principles, and God is faithful to bring us back to first principles and to remind us, because when you come in contact, you know, Dr. Murphy, when you come in contact with a truth like that, it is so earth-shattering, and the light bulbs go off, and you know that you know. It's inarguable. You own it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You do. We do own it. We have a responsibility to own it. We have a responsibility to take the steps to recover in our own lives for the sake of ourselves and the sake of those around us, too.
Exactly.
It is difficult. In my book, I lay out that coming back from trauma is one of the most difficult things we've ever had. Now, I continue to write about it in my blog and my podcast at drtimmurphy.com because I recognize this is an ongoing process we're all going to need help with.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Murphy, we got to continue this conversation. I mean, I appreciate you coming on and talking about your new book, The Christ Cure. It'll be linked on our website. And we do need to do a follow-up on this because we're still in the early stages of the process of healing, are we not?
We are in the early stages, but we can do it. As I write about my book, it's a painful book to write, but a hopeful book to read. And I hope people really grasp it and understand there is a lot of hope for us. So I hope we continue to talk about this.
Well, Dr. Tim Murphy has been our guest, the former congressman, his book, The Christ Cure. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. President Biden is expected to recommend Air Force General Charles Q. Brown Jr. as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as Army General Mark Milley's four-year term is coming to an end. Though Brown is expected to become the 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena this week for an FBI file that a whistleblower said linked President Biden to a criminal scheme involving money for policy decisions during his vice presidency under Obama. The White House denies the claim. Representative James Comer on Fox News says they're following the money.
I possess bank records from the Biden family now, and there's a consistent pattern of the Bidens using LLCs to receive payments from our adversaries around the world, including the Chinese Communist Party.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. We've got Joe Freed. Joe Freed is a certified public accountant, CPA. He's a veteran auditor, okay? His new book, Debunked, this is with a question mark, okay? An auditor reviews the 2020 election and the lessons learned, probably the lessons we should have learned, and will they carry through to the elections going forward? We'll have to see. Now, Joe, let me bring you on here and welcome you to the show, because I appreciate what you've done with Debunked here. When you've got a majority of Americans still questioning the results of 2020, and it runs the whole spectrum. You know, those that got the results that they expected say, hey, shut up. It's done. We've already solved that problem. You've got to accept it. Well, wait a minute. You've got over 60% of the country going, something fishy. It doesn't feel right. The evidence is not there. And I appreciate you having the courage to look at this from an auditor's viewpoint, to bring some truth to the questions that the American people are having.
Well, thank you very much, Bill, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You're right. One reason there are so many open questions is that everything sort of got cut short. The first thing is that for our presidential elections, the certifications come very, very quickly after the election. In some states, it varies by state. In some states, it's just a matter of a couple of weeks later, and they certify. Mm-hmm. In other states, it might be 5-6 weeks, but it isn't a long time. And then So that sort of put the kibosh on a lot of investigations. But then January 6th really ended it, because after that, if you were to bring up any issue about the election, it's like, oh, this is an insurrectionist, an election denier, it's a conspirator. So all of this has sort of put the put this under the table, so to speak. And I do sense that people are starting to speak up now, and that's a great thing.
Yes, it is. Well, because there's so many, I will say, me included, that have the same suspicions and ideas and, you know, theories of what's gone on. You know, those of us, depending, you know, on our different experience, and what you as an auditor, you're a numbers guy. I've interviewed many numbers experts who've done polling, and the numbers don't seem to make sense. I mean, because just even on the face of it, Joe Biden getting 81,283,098 votes, well, then there should have been a blue wave to strike up the band, and that didn't happen. He got elected president, but look at the down line of his presidency. Traditionally, when somebody votes for a candidate like this, there are always strings attached. And strings by mean that, you know, people in the same party will end up reflecting the popular vote and be elected into office. And this is just one of the many peculiarities that didn't pan out in this particular election.
Yeah. Well, Bill, let me give an example of the, you know, first of all, let me say that I always welcome debate. I have no problem with people having opposing ideas. I don't want to ever to censor them. But there are questions here that have to be raised. And I'll just give you one little example real quick, if you want.
I'll go.
In Arizona, does this make sense to you? The split in the popular in the vote in Arizona between Biden and Trump was roughly Biden got 51% approximately, and Trump got 49% statewide. But in the military vote, which lacked a lot of documentation, it didn't even come out on ballots. It came out on typing paper without chain of custody. Guess what the split was? Instead of 51 for Biden, 49 for Trump, it was exactly 95% for Biden and 5% for Trump. Now, does it make sense?
On the military vote? On the military vote?
On the military vote.
Oh, yes. That's outrageous. Yes.
It's crazy. And this didn't come out until months after the certification. It was actually an outgrowth of the Cyber Ninja audit. Mm-hmm. But in my book, there's a reference to that, and you can even get to a video. It might be on Rumble or YouTube, of Paul Harris, who was the guy in charge of counting that UOCAVA. And well, I say UOCAVA, that's the acronym for the military and their families vote overseas. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the overseas vote, I should say, not
right.
The whole military. But it was still a huge amount. Biden only won that state by 10,400. 8,000 of that 10,400 came from the overseas military vote, that 95% to 5% split that makes no sense. Now, people out there, even if you're a Democrat, it seems to me you ought to say, well, something strange about that. It doesn't make
right.
sense, does it?
Yeah.
So,
especially, Joe, what like traditionally, how would the military vote, traditionally, how would it break down?
Well, it varies with the states, but it's going to be, if anything, it used to tilt a little bit, I think, to the conservatives.
Exactly.
It certainly never tilts like that to any party.
Not dramatically,
either
right,
way,
exactly.
It's never tilted
right.
95%. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things. I mean, I could rattle on and on. I don't want to overwhelm your audience with numbers, but I'll give you one more on Arizona if you'd like. It's so obvious. The cyber ninjas were forbidden, absolutely forbidden, to do two of the most important tests. And when I say forbidden, I mean it came from Carol Maloney, from Jamie Raskin, from Merrick Garland. They said, you will not knock on any doors to verify that people actually voted. And that's called canvassing.
Yes.
And so, you know, if you're trying to figure out if there were ballot harvesters who were taking ballots and voting for people without their knowledge, what you do is you select a random sample of homes and you knock on the doors and you say, according to the Maricopa County records, you voted by mail. Is that true? And if it checks out, it checks out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Well, that was a test they could do. The other test they weren't allowed to do was the signature test. Right away, the Democrats went to court and they blocked it. But about 3-4 months, I think it was, after the Cyber Ninjas concluded their audit, the Arizona Senate, which was controlled by the Republicans, they commissioned Dr. Eve Shiva Ayadure to do a really good signature test. And he did a state-of-the-art test. He selected a panel of 6 people, 3 of whom were document examiners and 3 were lay people. And he did a scientific selection of 499 signatures. Now, I say scientific because I mean representative of the different areas of Maricopa County. And he said to each of these 6 people, I want you to look at that signature, the 499, each one, compare it to the file signature with the registration to see if they match. Do you know that they unanimously said 12% don't match? I mean, it wasn't 5-1, it wasn't 4-2, it was 6-0. These don't match. 12%, if you extend that to the mail-in voting population of Maricopa, that is 204,000 potentially phony ballots. Now, in an election decided by 10,400, 20 times, in other words, Biden's winning margin, 20 times.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that there weren't mistakes made. They're not infallible. Let's say that 90, but here's the problem. If 90% were mistakes, you still have 20,000, two times more than the winning margin, that are questionable. I mean, how can people, I don't care what your party is, how can anybody feel comfortable with an election that's decided by that kind of information? It's too weak.
Well, and no, no
that's
question.
Why my conclusion basically was that these 6 swing states I looked at, they weren't certifiable.
I'll tell you, we got to go to break. More from Joe Fried after this.
Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Thank you.
spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the veteran auditor and CPA. His book, Debunked? Question mark. An auditor reviews the 2020 election. Joe, as you were saying, the numbers, particularly as you looked at them and you're looking at the evidence, particularly in these six swing states, you know, the kind of stuff that happened in Arizona. You know, the Democrats found a way to work things to their advantage, clearly.
Yeah, and I have to say that it's probably ballot harvesting. Now, they may see it differently. They may say, well, wait a minute, that's just a good ground game. We're just getting out the vote. Here's where I draw the line. I don't think anybody should ever give control of their ballot to any other person. You personally put it in the mailbox, you personally put it in the drop box, or you take it into the election center. But it's when people start handling other people's ballots, bad things happen. And that's what I mean by harvesting. Don't give up control. And you know what the truth is? In most states, even the Democrat states, it is technically illegal because it used to be just consider common sense in this country. You handle your own vote.
Right.
You don't give it to somebody else. But now the Democrats are fine. A lot of Democrats, I should say, I shouldn't generalize, but a lot of Democrats are fine with harvesting, even though it's technically still a felony or at least a misdemeanor on the state books. So that's a real problem. Would you like another example? I can give one for anyone.
Before we go there, Joe, just for a minute here, just to clarify things of why is the election so important, and why should the vote, each individual vote, be sacrosanct?
Well, you know, let me start by saying this, that in Europe, this is surprising to a lot of people. There's 47 countries in Europe. Every single last one, no exceptions, requires ID to vote. And, you know, I think there's only one of the 47 that where it isn't a photo ID. So they take it. They seem to take it a lot more seriously than we do. I mean, we mail stuff out. You send it back with the signature. They don't even check the signatures. But, of course, it's important because every vote is like, I use this analogy sometimes, it's like a brick in our foundation of the republic.
Exactly.
If you have too many bad ballots, bad votes, you end up, I mean, now I'm going to be a little partisan, you end up with a Joe Biden running the country. And that ain't good necessarily. So
right.
you want to make sure that the guy at the top is the guy that people really chose. And you can't be sure when you have funny numbers in the election.
Well, it is key to our democratic republic. That is, you know, principle one. We have to honor it because the reason that people are in this position that are elected because of the consent of the governed. If you
right.
compromise the consent of the governed, guess what? You've compromised everything.
No.
Right?
No.
And it's not like... And it's not like studies haven't been done back in the 80s, right? We had a couple senators, if I remember correctly, did a deep dive study about ballot harvesting, about, you know, making sure that we were, you know, doing a better job when it came to, you know, conducting elections. But, you know, it's been that kind of thing that has just been very casual. I mean, one of the things I got to tell you, Joe, that just galled me was... You know, Democrats finally admitted and said very matter-of-factly, I mean, because you have on one hand, you got, remember, a former attorney general who said, oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud, right? And I said, wait a minute, how can you say there's no such thing as voter fraud, and we're talking about Eric Holder here, how can you say there's no such thing as voter fraud when people are being arrested and they're spending time in jail? This comes from an attorney general to make that incredible statement. Okay, so you've got that kind of, you know, coloring the perspective within the body politic that there's no such thing as voter fraud. But then, you know, after the controversy of the 2020 election, the Democrats said, well, you know, voter fraud's been going on forever. And if you'd research, you can go back to the 1700s. Voter fraud has been taking place here in the United States. So they, but the Democrats, you know, admitted, they go, well, if the truth be known, in the 1960 election between Nixon and Kennedy, you know, there was voter fraud in Illinois. That's how Kennedy got elected. So I'm going, wait a minute. I mean, now you admit this, and which people suspected all along, but, you know, it's just like, okay, well, Kennedy got elected, and you know, so we move on, and then, you know, there's other instances and questions about voter fraud, and of course, one of the biggest ones, of course, was hanging chads we went through with Bush and Gore, and, you know, but all it takes is just a little bit of poison into the well here, and it becomes cumulative to such a degree. Now we get to the point of 2020. 2020 was brought to you by all the voter fraud, the cumulative voter fraud that had been taking place for decades, right?
Yeah, and the irony is that if you go back about 15, 16 years, they had a major study of elections, and one of it was the Baker-Carter, Jimmy Carter.
Yes, that's what, yes, exactly.
Baker. And they say emphatically and repeatedly in that the most dangerous thing you can do in an election is to mail out ballot. They say that is the highest risk. They use those phrases, the highest risk you can do. And now it's fine. And then let's just go back 4 or 5 years ago. There were all sorts of articles about the dangers of cyber and voting machines because and the Democrats were worried about it. So everything is flipped. They were concerned about mail-in balloting. They were concerned about voting machines, and now they're not concerned. It's I guess that's politics.
Well, as long as you're getting what you expect, you know, you're going to have 50% of the country roughly that is going to go along with you. And then, of course, if you have the media, social media, you have all the institutions backing up, you know, your result, then you're going to, especially in this environment of the cancel culture that you and I talked about earlier, well, then, you know, but the fact of the matter is this is a problem with the truth, Joe Fried, is the truth eventually comes out, doesn't it?
That's right. I'm hopeful. Well, let me tell you, Bill, if I may, here's some things that we can do if the good guys, whoever they are, Democrats or Republicans, are in charge of the state government, and by good guys, I mean those who believe in election integrity, then there's a lot of things that can be done easily. If they're not, I'll tell you what could be done in those situations, too. All right, let's assume that the good guys are in charge. I would ban harvesting, make it a felony if it isn't already.
Right.
I would absolutely require hard ID of some sort and provide free ID cards to those who need it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time somebody registers in the country, citizen documentation, that is not required right now. And right now it is forbidden for anybody to ask for documentation of citizenship. That should change, and hopefully it will with the Supreme Court coming up soon.
Right.
I would also recommend a uniform election day cutoff. That's not as critical, but we have many weeks of separation between some of these.
Exactly. Why can't we go back and just have one day? Everybody takes a day off.
Yeah.
And it's a holy day of obligation for this country. We take the day off and we go and vote.
Absolutely. Well, I'll keep pushing on. Keep the registrations clean, because we have people who, there's no question, 10 years ago they died and they're still on there. There's no excuse for that.
Well, even the U.S. Postal Office knows that 20-25% of a population of zip code, they move. So, and that's every year. So if you're not renewing these registrations, well, then, you know, you've got bad data. Old data.
That's right. And some of the states, like Michigan, just passed something. And if you register for mail-in ballots, they keep you on for 6 years. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all sorts of other things. You know, make sure if you have dropped. If you said that everybody should vote on one day if possible, but some people can't. So, fine, but they have to provide a reason. Either it's disability or they're traveling out of the country or something like that, but not just automatic. And drop boxes, if you use them, that's okay, because there aren't many mailboxes to find these days. You are mailing your ballot. But make sure there's a video camera on it and they're monitored. It's safe.
Well, because we have to protect, there has to be chain of custody on the vote, right, to make sure that it's integrous.
Absolutely. And those chain of custody documents, like we were talking about Arizona, do you know there's 740,000 ballots in Arizona that in the 2020 election, no chain of custody? I mean, that's crazy.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What do you do if the good guys aren't in charge? This is really the tough one. And all I can say is it's a fight at that point. You have to have a lot of tough observers, including attorneys, manning these election centers, because some of them are pretty tough on the observers. They get threatened, they get harassed.
They kept them at more than an arm's length distance to even be able to observe the count, right?
In Pennsylvania, can you believe the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania actually jumped in to say that the Republicans in Philadelphia had to stay 15 to 18 feet back? They actually had a lower court that said 6 feet, and the Supreme Court of PA said, no, you guys, back the rest of the state, the red part of the state, all had close observation, but Philadelphia, the stronghold of the Democrats, nobody got to see what was going on. Crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, the name of his book is Debunked with a Question Mark, an Auditor Reviews the 2020 Election. Joe Fried has been our guest. Book will be linked on our website. And Joe, I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.